Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Lord. Have your mercy.
Yes,
Jesus, praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't want no devils.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Oh.
Yes.
We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it. Now we need you now. Pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe, and in my holy war.
Depression, not blessing. Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? Whoa. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Hey. Don't have much friends to fight, so I look to the light. Whoa. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. Oh, no. Cause I look to the light.
If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will field their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. They don't know. Foot on the devil's neck to the drift at Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to send photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia. You can't see her. You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You tell us do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that it ain't one gosh darn part. You can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine. Glory be to God, yeah.
I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just throw this at the end if I'm too late for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at Luciano from 79. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yes, Jesus.
But I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy
world. Father, this prayer's for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer's for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times, You can never go too far when you can't come back home again. That's why I need...
All right, thank you all for tuning in. We will be with you in just a few moments. Stay tuned. Greetings. Thank you all for tuning in to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. We are so excited and happy to have you here tonight to be with us and our broadcast live stream. Just a few housekeeping chores before we get started and your gracious host comes online. Tonight you are in one of the best places that you could ever be, and for that you should just go ahead and give yourself a round of applause. Real quick, we'd like to give you a disclaimer. The show is not responsible for anything that is said on the show. There's your disclaimer. During the show, if you are vibing with us, you feeling what we're saying, and you would love to just give us a love token, where you're going to see at the bottom of the screen, it's going to say Cash App Tyron Joe, $ Tyron Joe, TYRENJO. Anything that you can give would be greatly appreciated. A one, a two, or a few, we greatly appreciate it. Also, if you would like to be a sponsor of the program, please go to our Instagram page at BZNZ Talk. At BZNZ Talk, our Instagram page. Also, you can go to our Facebook page at BZNZ Talk, at BZNZ Talk, and we will be glad to work with you. And also a quick reminder throughout the show, I want to let you know that the likes are free, the dislikes are free, the love button is free, the share button is free, and the subscribe button is free. Five things while you're viewing this broadcast, five things while you're learning and growing, five things that is for free, and we would love for you to partake in that during the program. Last but not least, once again, we want to thank you all for tuning in to our program, our broadcast, our live stream, because you are the ones that run the show. Thank you all. Peace. Be blessed.
We gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it. Situationships and relations, Tyron Joe the host, start the conversation. Too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn. BZNZ, BZNZ, Internet Talk Radio.
We don't talk about it. We don't talk about it. We don't talk about it. Situations should be relations. Carrying through the whole thing about the conversation. What we got in mind?
What you gotta learn?
Tune into BCNZ Internet Talk Radio, where the relationship talk is the conversation that never sleeps. And the payoff is never cheap.
Too much we gotta learn. Too much we gotta learn. Man, shout out to Trail Money. Shout out to T-Quest, Miss T-Quest, for the you know, the song and the intro. Oh, man, I like them both. Too much we gotta learn. And indeed, it is that time that we must come together and figure this thing out if we want to be what they call relevant, if we want to if we want to prosper, you know what I mean, if we want to still be afloat. It is too much that we got to learn right here on this earth to be being petty, to be, you know, on social media acting a donkey or just sitting up gossiping. We could be making a difference in somebody's life. Come on now. That's what it's all about. Well, I'm Tyron Joe, your gracious host of the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. And it is my pleasure and honor to be your host. We're so thankful and grateful to be here tonight on a Thursday night to do the will of God. Well, with that being said, there's a lot going on, and I do not want to prolong anything. I mean, so much going on as far as death. Oh, man, I've heard of so many. There's so many people that has passed away within these past 3 days. It's unbelievable. I mean, man, just everybody, please say a prayer. Say a prayer for those that have lost loved ones. Then we say within the past week, oh, man, it's just people just leaving. Say a prayer, send up positive vibes. Matter of fact, we're going to get my boy DMX to kick it off right now.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people. And it's all for the good. I influence so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get. Because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, I take time out and pray. And ask that you be my crutch.
Yes, Father.
Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you daily. But I work hard every day, and I hope that you hear me. In my heart, I mean well, but if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart will begin to show. And when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing, because I will know where I'm headed, and I'm so tired of the suffering. I stand before you. A weakened version of your reflection. Begging for direction. For my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me. But you never took it from me. Because I am grateful. And I use it. And I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it, instead of two.
All right, we back. You know what time it is. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, you know that government poison is out there. That government poison is out there killing people up. Go ahead and get you some vitamin C, some zinc. Get you some vitamin D3, elderberry. Get you some herbal teas. We trying to make our immune system bulletproof. We don't want nothing to come in and compromise our immune system. Shout out to Kales. Tonight's lesson class is in session. Tonight's lesson is who's coming for you? And I don't know if this is going to be a two-part or a three-part or a series, but I just got a feeling we're going to probably speak on this some more. I'm going to put some notes up on the board, on the big screen here in a little bit. But I want you to draw your mind, your heart in. Get your crayons. Get your markers, your pens, pencils. No paper. I want you to take notes tonight. Tonight's topic is asking a serious question. Who's coming for you? And at the end of the day, nobody wants to be alone. You may say to yourself, well, you know, wait, I'm fine with being alone. I don't need no man. I don't need no woman. But you know what? You're telling a lie. Everybody needs somebody at some time. And it's crazy coming from me because I'm what you call, I'm a mix between an introvert and an extrovert. I can literally stay inside this hotel room that I'm in right now probably for a whole week and not get tired. I'm that type. But tonight's lesson is going to put you into the mood to want to learn. Shout out to Kales one more time. We're going to let Kales go for a minute. Kales, that's my dude. That's my dude, man. They did him wrong. He's supposed to got a fair trial. What was fair about that trial? Man, anyway, I ain't going to get on Kales. I ain't going to get on. But I'm just saying, it was supposed to be a fair trial. Them people was lying like a mug on stage. I mean, oops, stage, my bad. Court, what they call it. They was lying like a mug on Kales. Anyway, man, So the question is, who's coming for you? And we got some notes that I took. You know, a lot of time I don't like to share my notes, but I'm going to share them today. There's a question that's sitting up there. It says, no, it's not a question, it's a statement. It says, high value or low value is not going to work. When we talk about who's coming for you, we're talking about do you have people? Okay, ladies, do you have men that you know you can call up right now and it's gonna go down? Do you have men, ladies, that's your prospect? Prospective men. Same as me, men. Do you have women that is a prospect that you know that if you wasn't with the woman you with now, or ladies, if you weren't with the man that you with now, you know, I can call this one up and they'll fill that void. Who's coming for you? So with that being said, we have to say that high value and low value is not going to work. We have many women that I read different posts and things like that online, and I see that many women say that they want a man that's high value. They want a man that's going to pay all of the bills. They want a man that's going to wine and dine them and give them money to spend and have fun. girls just want to have fun, but you do have to get to the realization and the understanding that high value and low value is not going to work. What makes someone high value? The notes are on the board. You can read. A high value person is someone who values themselves highly without being self-centered. This type of person knows their own self-worth, exhibits certain high value traits like self-confidence and independence, and set high standards for others in their lives. Let's back that thing up. It says this type of person knows their self-worth. Now see, we talked about last week, I know my worth. This statement here, it says this type of person knows their self-worth, meaning that this high-value individual that they speak of knows that they are worth something to the point they don't even have to say it. All they have to do is just operate in their self-worth. Let's move on to the next slide. We're going to keep it moving. I don't plan to be before you long, but I plan to be before you long. People with low value spend a great deal of time envying others and feeling ill-equipped to be, do, have what they desire. Argumentative people with low value have to be right. They will do whatever it takes to be right. They will argue, raise their voice, yell, scream, or get angry to win an argument. See, exactly, that's my point exactly. Low value and high value just not going to mix. Go back. Look what it says about the low value again. It said people with low value spend a great deal of time envying others and feeling ill-equipped to be, do, have what they desire. Ladies, is that the type of man you want to be with? Men, is that the type of woman you want to be with? Somebody that's going to spend a great deal of time envying others and feeling ill-equipped to be, do, have what they desire? We already did a video about desire, deserve, and desire. Well, I've been through so much till I deserve. You about to get laughed at. I've been through so much that I deserve. No, you need to say I've been working hard. I desire this because I've been working hard. And I ain't going to stop working until God give me what I desire. Grant you the desires of your heart. But getting back to this lesson tonight. Low value and high value won't mix. Let's go to a low value woman. I just want to read this. It says a low-value woman is essentially a woman who lacks the feminine education that is necessary to limit or altogether avoid. The low-value woman is a woman who has a disempowered mindset that sets her up to make poor decision-making. A low-value woman can look good and still have a very low opinion of herself. We're going to stop right there. Y'all probably wonder, why is he talking about a low-value woman? Because again, like I just said, that I've seen plenty of posts that where a lot of women are saying they want a high value man. I don't know too many women that say they want a high value woman. If there's any men that say that want a high value woman, please put that in the chat right now. But what I've noticed is some of these women, they are not who they want to be. They're not who they want to have, okay? So the question is, how can you then say, I want me a man that's high value, but when you look at yourself and look at your life, it's not mixing? Bring up, pull up my other slide. Here we go. So after I read about the person spending a great deal of time envying others, there was an exercise for you to do. Read number two. It says, go stand in the mirror and ask yourself, who's coming for me? Then read number three. It says, next, ask yourself, what is it about me that needs to change? So we talk about bridging the gap. We're trying to get you from We're trying to get you from being low value to having a high value mindset that you may obtain that high value man. Do you think a high value man, let me take this off. Do you think a high value man wants a woman that relies on EBT? Do you think a high value man is coming for a woman that lives on Section 8? Come on, this is the things that you need to think about. Do you think a high value man wants a woman that is full of contention? Come on. And then we're gonna flip it on the men. Men, do you think that woman that you desire, that goddess, that princess that you desire, do you think she want a man that cackle? Do you think she want a man that's not treating his health the way he should? Do you think she want a man that sits up and gossip? Do you think she wants a man that tell lies? Do you think she want a man that sits up on his behind and do nothing but mooch off of her? I don't think so. But we're trying to bridge the gap. We're trying to give you some solutions tonight. What is it about you? Look in the mirror. Do this exercise. If you're watching the show right now, get up from your seat, wherever you may be, and walk over to the mirror. Look at the mirror and say to yourself, who's coming for me? And then after you say to yourself, who's coming for you, look and say, what is it about me that needs to change that I might be aligned with that person? And I'm about to end this monologue because I want to get to a little part where we're going to talk about Ruth real quick. Because Ruth really was a woman. She knew her worth. Ruth was a woman that she knew who was coming for her. If you don't think I'm telling the truth, check this out right here. There was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth, of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz, so Ruth, the Moabitess, said to Naomi, please, let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter. Stop right there. Have you ever wondered when you read that passage of scripture? I know some of y'all have read that passage of scripture many times. But let me ask you, have you ever wondered why did Ruth wanna be in this man's presence so much when she don't even know how he looked? Think about it. She's sitting there chilling with Naomi. And Naomi says, she says, there is a man, our family's kinsman. He's rich, and he is coming. She don't even ask no questions about how does he look. She don't ask, do he have a big dick? She just says, hold on, I'll pull it up for you. She just says, please, let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I might find favor. Come on, she didn't ask if he had a big dick or not. She didn't even ask what kind of house he lived in, none of that. You know what she probably did? She probably went to the modern day Bed Body Works and got them oils. She got them candles. She went and got some herbs, you know, them herbs, ladies, that y'all like to sprinkle in y'all bathtub water. She went and got that. She said, I am getting ready to cleanse. Come on. She said, I am getting ready to cleanse this thing because when he bite down, I want it to be fire. And not that type of fire, if you catch what I'm saying. All right. Okay. Where everybody go? Okay, I see we still got the heat in the building. All right, John said my internet acting up. All right, let me see who else we got in here, man. I seen Kiki in there. I mean, Cece in there earlier. She must have had to dip out for a minute. Let me see. All my exes would come for me. Okay. What's the MMRTER? I don't know what that is. Oh, mister. Okay. You said all your exes going to come for you. Man, hold on. Let me do the shout-out real quick. Hold on. I got to give him the shout-out. The shout-out. Oh, shout-out to NATO Princess. Shout-out to NATO Princess Danye. Shout-out, man. I see my boy Anthony Williams here and there holding it down in the chat room. Shout-out. Shout-out to John in the chat room. Man, for real though, who coming for you? Because honestly, some of y'all ain't nobody coming for y'all. Some of y'all get on Facebook and be talking all that yang. Ain't nobody coming for y'all. That's why y'all probably get on there and talk all that yang like y'all do. But we want to talk to somebody that's saying, hey, I'm working, I'm striving, I am really trying to understand this thing because I want somebody to come for me. I mean, I don't know who said this the other day. I think the professor could have said it, but he was talking about, you know, people being in lockup. Somebody was talking about people being in lockup, and they say that you get excited at the sound of rats scratching because that's the only interaction you get. This is human biology right here. This is psychology right here. The human body really do like to be around other people. Sometimes not for a long time, okay, maybe for a good time, not for a long time, but some point you get tired of just being in isolation. You're like, man, is there somebody here? That's what I'm saying, man. This is really class in session. Ain't nobody playing games over here tonight. We're not playing any games. Let me see what the heat got for me because my tea is getting warm. I need this tea to get heated up. Let me bring the heat in. See what she got for me. Uh-oh. What's up, Heat? Uh-oh, I can't hear nothing you saying. I can't hear you. We haven't. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's my internet that's acting funny. Uh-oh, hold on. I don't know. All right, say something now, Kiki. Yeah, call back in, because I'm not hearing anything. So, Ty, are you clearly a Ruth fan? I guess you can't say that.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there can we go. Now I hear you. I'll get you now.
Okay, so it's the queen on the scene. You already know. It's the heat. But listen, I heard you talking about and speaking about Ruth and how Ruth wasn't worried about his looks.
None of that.
And really what I will say is this. When it comes to when it comes to reality, normally you're not worried about that. When a man comes in and he cleaves to you and he is with you and he does what he's supposed to do, you're not worried about the looks of him. When he sets the atmosphere and he becomes and he leads and he provides and he does what he does, her Boaz, he don't have to look like nothing because what does he do? He does everything else that he's supposed to do. And so then he will become attractive to her.
Mm. That's good. That's deep.
I mean, you can't get it no other way. A lot of times we go by looks. I can look at a man and say, man, he's attractive. Tell you what is his weaknesses versus his strengths?
Mm.
I need a man to be able to provide. and to lead and to guide like God said he should. But I'm telling you that looks will have you deceived.
Well.
And all the time it's not like that. Because sometimes you can find a person that looks nice, means well, has the right, like their intentions are well, but they have other types of flaws. And really, when it comes down to that particular part, we are so picky, we might be like, well, he won't go get a piece of bread. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm a woman. I don't like to go to the grocery store, but kids. So I've been known to go to a grocery store. If I need to go pick up a piece of bread versus him taking care of home, I'm good. We don't do things right. We don't do things right. Yeah. And so really, to be very honest, Ruth and all of them back in that day had a different mentality.
Right.
And we have switched on the mentality to come to this world, and it's not going to work.
Jeez, come on now.
That's pretty much all I'm going to give you. Their mentality then was different from us now. Mm. We feel like, a man should just do whatever the hell I tell him to do. No, he shouldn't. Because you ain't doing nothing.
Sound like entitlement to me.
Listen, you ain't doing nothing, so why should he? Mm. Find you a man that does something for you, and what you do is you do something in return. And I'm not talking about sexual. That don't mean nothing at the end of the day. Anybody can go out here and get sex.
Thanks.
But can you go out here and make bread? Can you go out here and make, can you go out here and do what you're supposed to do as far as making a profit?
Wee.
We ain't talking about bread. Anybody can get bread. We're talking about what we should have, what we give, what we got to stop. Because we're not going to find nobody to deal with us if we don't stop and take a look in the mirror and say, look, what are my flaws? What do I need to change? What do I need to do? What do I need to do to, you're not going to find a real, you're not going to, listen, women, you're not going to find a rich man by not working.
She dropping that heat.
A man, listen, it's in the Bible. It's in the Word of God. A man that won't eat, won't work, won't eat. So listen, we got it wrong because we're thinking that God is just talking to a man. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's talking to all of us. You do not work, you do not eat. So I'm going to tell you like this. If you work and you do the things that you're supposed to do as a woman, then can you go and surf and look for a man that's got a little bit something more than you. But I'm going to tell you like this. You better come with that mentality because these men ain't playing out here.
I got to ask.
So you got to be on your stuff. I'm speaking to men and women. I don't just speak to men. I don't just speak to women. I speak to men and women. Men, if you want a woman that does all that you want her to do, provide, protect. If she can't be up under your protection, she might as well not deal with you.
Mm.
You can't protect her. She's a done deal. Because I can protect her.
Ooh.
Because I'm the heat. So, it is what it is.
You got a question.
And I'm willing to be.
Somebody put a question on the board for you.
I'm being silly, but I'm really being real. We got to stop with the all these numbers of what we want, but we're not giving that. Mm. If you see a lot of posts that says, what do you bring to the table?
Yeah.
If you bring a big family, but you bring no food,
you're out.
If you bring a big family, but you bring no way to have legacy, you're out. If you bring a big family, but you're dealing in dysfunction, you're out. So listen, that's any way around. That's for a man or a woman. We gotta switch, we gotta change, and we gotta understand that people back in that day had a different mentality. And their mentality was to make it work, was to live by some standards. was to live by the word of God. And although everything is not right about you, that don't mean nothing. Keep moving. Keep pushing.
Right.
Pray. Ask God to give you what God needs to give you. Mm. And then you can move.
That's right.
You got to be on that. Man, I'm so serious because it's game out here. And I had a post a long time ago that said, women has just as much game as a man. That's why, because y'all taught us. All we got to do is watch out. We'll learn your game and we'll get it before you get it. And then we'll have you sitting up crying in a corner.
I don't know about that one.
No, I know about it.
So you say you would take the game from the man.
I'm saying some women out here have such a good game, and it really don't take nothing. Have such a good game that they can put that stuff on you, put game on you, and you'll be thinking you done fell in love.
A lot of them, you got to pay money. The ones I know that can do what you talk about, you got to pay them money.
No, I don't believe it. Because there's a lot of men that's saying you got to pay money, then you ain't got to pay money. All I got to do is bring them up on the screen. And they be done told y'all all y'all names. All I got to do is bring them up on the screen, and you'll be looking like, I know this chick didn't just go on here and tell me everything. Y'all swear y'all safe.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that, Native Princess Danye. Mm.
What happened? I didn't get to read it.
All right, I'll put it back up for you. But anywho, Kiki, she was doing good, y'all. Well, she kind of lost me. She lost me on that.
How'd I lose you?
She lost me on that the game part, but I'm listening, though.
No. It's some, I'm not saying all women. I'm saying that some women can run game on you, and you'll be sitting in the corner.
I do know women will run game on you. I do know. I know that.
No, I'm talking about deep game. I'm not just saying this because I don't know. I'm saying it because I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen some men that swear they were strong. Oh, they were so strong. And to the woman that they really pursued, put game on them.
I know what you're talking about now.
And they were sitting in the corner calling me to get them out of what they was in.
They needed that heat to get them.
Man, come on, man. And it's not a joke. It's not a laughing matter. It's not none of that. We have to do better towards each other. And we just need to do better. It ain't about no game out here. Because at the end of the day, everybody wants somebody. Mm-hmm. And everybody wants to be loved. So you choose who loves you. And you choose who's not in your life.
Okay, can
you
speak
make
to some,
the decision.
Can you speak to the women that says, I don't need no man. Because I've never heard a man say, I don't need no woman.
Listen, I will say like this. I used to feel the same way y'all did. I'm going to tell you like this. I don't need a man to survive. There's a difference. I don't need a man to survive because God will provide. But I will say this. At those lonely hours where you really want to be a companion, I can only give it to you real. When you want somebody to talk to and no one's there.
Well, what about that song, though?
What song?
You are important to me. I need you to survive.
Oh, that's Hezekiah Walker, my favorite.
Yeah, but he's talking about, the body of God. He's talking about the body of Christ, the people.
He's talking about the body of Christ, and I'm telling you, you got to have somebody. If you don't have a man, you got to have somebody. Because you have to be able to get through those moments that you're dealing with. And a lot of us don't know how to get through those moments.
That's right.
And those moments moments cannot be kept by a man or a woman. It has to be kept by God.
You don't need but one to survive. You just need one to thrive.
I don't believe that. Try again.
John trying to come in. John trying to take your throne, Kiki. I know that John trying to take your throne.
I understand that everyone tries to take the Heat's throne. But it don't make me none. I am who I am, and I will stick to that. But the whole thing about me is I love everybody. I don't love anyone any different. But I just don't believe that, and we have our own opinions when it comes to that. But I can respect his opinion. I can respect it.
I feel you,
Lady President. We do need people on this earth. We do need people on this earth, but God presents himself as a totally different almighty.
Almost definitely.
Most definitely. You need God versus anyone else on this earth. If you had nobody on this earth, but you had God, you would still be okay. That's how I feel.
John, come back in. Get your phone back up. Defend yourself, John. Because I know you're trying to take the throne. You're trying to take the throne, but she's defending hard right now.
I mean, the Heat can only be the Heat, man. Can't nobody be the Heat but the Heat.
Look what we got now. I feel like Catherine right now. What's up, CC? Hold on.
I didn't get to speak to CC last week.
Well, that's a lot of echo, though.
Kiki got a bad echo.
Call back in or something, Kiki. Maybe the echo will go away. All right. Go ahead, CC. How you been doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, I know nothing, chilling. I've been here relaxing. And me and Nitro, both. You know how I'm doing.
Oh, you doing what Ruth did. She went to the modern day body bed and bath works. I know I said that wrong. But she went to the modern day and she got oils, incense, and stuff like that. She went and got some gold. Some frankincense, some myrrh, you know what I mean? Some stuff like that for her bubble bath. So when Boaz got ready to partake of her, she was going to be clean.
Period, boo. Oh, yeah. It's been hygiene all day long. That's what we believe in. That's what we stand for.
And you know what? I'm glad you just said that because men and women, ladies and gentlemen, it is important. It is very important that we wash our behinds. Like if we really want to partake in sex, it is a must that we wash our behinds.
It ain't even just about sex, big bro. To keep yourself clean, period.
Facts. I'm about to say, do you know there are men that really do not believe in washing their balls?
Oh God.
I mean, I just don't get it. But there are men that says, no, a man don't have to wash his balls. I'm like, well, you alive?
The animal.
Man, come on, you know what I'm saying? You got to be clean. Cleanliness is the next step to what? Godliness. Oh, we got King Dwayne all up in the he all up in the chat. What are you talking about? He said, if you survive, it's better because you worked. As far as that game, man, if dude crying in the corner, it's because he ain't a man. Okay, let me see. God is going to give you people. Amen. Oh, that go Kiki. She back. I'll let the ladies rap for a minute. I need to go
give
me some more tea.
You look cute. Thank you.
I'm tripping off of these comments though.
What's going on? I didn't miss something.
No. It's nothing like that. Nothing that can't be solved. But I love to see people in their comments and what they feel and their perspective of things. It's really good to have. That's what makes the world go round. That's just how I believe. I think opinions are great to have, perspectives, all of that, beliefs, views, all of that. It's all in one and the same. But, yes, I just don't believe that if a man was in a corner crying, that wouldn't make him a man. We got things mixed up. That's the same thing we teach our sons. Don't cry. Don't cry. You're not a man if you cry. That is from the truth. That is a generational curse that we have put up on our kids, and it has fallen down to the men. Yep. So you think you can't cry? No, you can cry. The cry will be the release of you.
Absolutely.
It's the release of you.
King Dwayne, they got you beat, because I actually agree with that one. A man can't cry. Continue.
A man can cry.
Show that. Women like that. It ain't the fact that you soft women, you got a heart.
That don't mean that.
Touch with you, your emotions and your feelings. I don't want no, I'm a man. Bro, you soft, and them be the ones that be extra emotional.
Wait a minute. Is it not that way?
Yes, it is that way.
Show me a man that won't show his emotions. I'll show how he'll go to hell with his emotions on his ass. I'm just saying, that is something that we have in the black community. That's something that we have started where men are not okay. You know how I know? Because I'm a woman, and I used to feel some type of way about me crying, and I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. I'm a woman. I'm supposed to be emotional.
Exactly.
But the thing is this. We tell our little sons, no, don't cry. Don't cry. You get a scratch. Don't cry. Don't cry. Hold it. No. Because exactly when you need to cry about something that's going on in your life, I bet you if you cry, you won't react.
Yep. It's like a release up off you. I mean, like you said, all this mess they've been planning. That's why you got a bunch of damaged people around here, especially these men. They all kinds of messed up. You know, they feel like they got a point to prove all the time. It's like, go sit down because we see straight through you. You broken and you damaged. You know, go get yourself healed. Like, you're an open mirror. We see you. You're damaged. How much I'm going to try to hold it in. My men, you're my pride. If you don't get those silly behind out of here.
But the whole thing is this. Find you a woman that will let you cry on her shoulder.
Yes.
I bet you'll say. Find a woman. Find a woman that will let you
it
cry
ain't too
on
many,
her
though.
Shoulder. I bet you'll say. Man, come on, man. I don't bring the heat for nothing.
Yes.
More like the country.
But it's okay. It's really okay that you have not come in touch with yourself. It's really all a learning experience for all of us because we now have to regroup as a black community. So it's nothing wrong with that. The way you feel, the way you think about it, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just telling you, find you a woman that you can cry on her shoulder about something that you're going through, that you're really feeling some type of way about, and you can just cry and release. Listen, tears are a release.
Yes, it is.
It's not what we think it is. It's not a weakness. How dare me teach that when I used to think it was a weakness? But I'm telling men and women, it is not a weakness. It's a release.
Yes, it is.
Your next point.
Okay. Let me ask you, ladies. Have y'all ever had a man? I mean, have y'all ever had a man that y'all may feel comfortable to cry on your shoulder? Because, see, ladies, y'all got to do that, too. Y'all doing all this talking right now, but have y'all made a man feel comfortable to cry?
I mean, for me personally, I want the man to open up. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole purpose. Because it's like, as a woman, you see, like, God giving us a different ability to do different things. You see this man broken. You can see way back with a broken his heart, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? And he just, I'm good. No, you're not good. You're not good. You all kinds of messed up. You know what I'm saying? I would rather you tell me than the world break you down. I would rather you tell me what's wrong. I would rather you come cry to me and let me, you know what I'm saying, share and impart my wisdom than you walking out here, you walking in the workplace with your head all puffed up and they fired your sleeve behind because you can't sit up here and tell me what's wrong. Them people, you know what I'm saying, stuff going on in your life and you all kinds of messed up. You got financial issues or you got this and that going on, and you walking up out of here like you cool. You not deliverance and healing. Out here hurting innocent people, people paying for other folks' mistakes. Like, you're not going to take that out on me because you got the right one on the wrong day. You know, that's all it is out here, is a circle of broken, a circle of messed up stuff. People playing games, that childish mess. Man, you are damaged. Damaged, as you call, some people call themselves good. They ain't even good. You damaged good walking the streets. Then a hurt, find your next victim. Go somewhere and sit down and cry. Your mama done messed you up. Then women done messed you up. You all kinds of messed up. And you're going to go find somebody that's happy in their spirit and think you better damage them. She's going to make you cry. That's the one that's going to make you cry.
Man, I'm going to just say like this. It looks like Sierra's the heat tonight because she's bringing the goods. And I'm going to just tell you like this. I'm going to just backfire off of her. We get it so twisted. And I'm going to answer your question, Tyron. I've been on both parts of it. I've been on the part where a man has cried on my shoulder. I laughed at him. That's when I was ignorant.
Amen.
I've been on the other part where a man has cried on my shoulder and I was able to embrace him.
Yes. Now that's part of
my heart. That's through knowledge and wisdom. So the whole thing is this. Through life, change comes. Are you ready to receive the change that is upon your life, man? And you got to be able to receive it. It is not easy to receive and adapt to change. Change is the hardest thing on this life to do because that means with you, you got to pull you outside of it. You got to let something else be that you've been doing for the whole time and you don't know how to do. Man, I'm telling you, you have to understand that women and men are needed on this earth to help each other. But if we don't listen to the woman and we find out that the woman and we looking at the woman's voice as being insignificant to the world, they'll mess up there. And if you find out that the man's voice is insignificant to the family and the home, you'll mess up there. Listen, it's roles and responsibilities that come to all of this. You have to decide what it is, and you have to do accordingly. And you cannot do accordingly without questioning, without asking God to give you what you need. The Almighty, not us who are imperfect, but the Almighty. And then you can adapt to what you need to adapt to. I am so sick of talking to people that always want to have so much to say, but ain't saying nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
You can twist words, and I can look up words, but you can twist words, you can twist scenarios, you can twist situations, you can do all of that. But at the end of the day, you are saying nothing, and you're not teaching. And I'm going to tell you something about a teacher just before I go and end here. A teacher, a real teacher, you have to be careful of your approach.
That's right.
You have to be careful of your tone. And you also have to be careful of your knowledge. Because as soon as you talk, you can have somebody looking at what you're saying, and you ain't saying nothing to them because you're not even saying it right. You're talking in circles and codes, and don't nobody know what you're saying. And at the end of the day, you don't even know.
Here.
That's my ending.
All right, well, on that note, I ain't gonna lie. All right, Kiki, I see you, Kiki and Cece. Y'all done brought a little bit of that heat today. I thought it was some Bacante sauce, but okay, she brought that Frank's Red Hot.
I could not see.
All right, well, what we gonna do? We gonna play this video. You know, we gotta have a video. And then after that, we're going to bring the men on. I enjoy this. I enjoy listening to the women tonight.
Tyron, can you do me a favor?
What's up?
Can you tag my brother, Keith Wolf, into this?
Oh, do he want to come on? Because I let him on the scene.
He probably don't want to come on. Can you just tag him in so he can?
I'm about to tag him. Because I won't. Okay, Keith ain't going to keep going to be in the chat room. Let me see.
He can be in the chat room. I don't think he has rehearsal tonight. If you could just tag him in for it.
Keith, hold on. I'm about to type his name. Let me get to my page. Yeah, I've been wanting Keith on here anyway. Yeah, I've been wanting Keith to come through.
He got a little different perspective to things. He's a man. But that's why I say you need to have men and women to say what it is, because it is what it is. We can all learn off of each other.
All right, I just tagged him. We'll see.
I'm just loving the fact that we can be in that situation. We can be saying a whole bunch of things, but it ain't round up to nothing, okay?
I don't want to have no conversation that can't help me.
Most definitely. I mean, you got people talking about.
Too many kids to waste time.
Yeah.
That's right.
You got people talking about they level of anointing, you know what I mean? So, hey, a lot of it has to be questioned. A lot of that has to be questioned. But what we going to do?
Not really, because nobody can level that. That's a God thing. God get an anointing.
Can't question somebody's anointing.
And trust me, God will deal.
Yes, he will.
That's God is the judge.
Wait,
and the jury.
Wait, so y'all ain't never heard of false prophets? Y'all ain't never heard of false prophets? Because I've met some false prophets. That's all I'm saying
today.
That
ain't our judge. That's
no. So you never met a false prophet?
Of course I have.
I met a false prophet.
If you got the spirit of God in you, it don't sound right. You gonna look like it ain't gonna fit with you no way. I'll walk.
But let me tell you,
That's what I'm addressing.
Tyron. Yeah. And before you go to the thing that you do have, when it comes to anointing, the gifting, the calling, the purpose of someone's life, I don't even deal with that. Guess why? Because God is the judge and the jury of all of us, really. When it comes to certain things, I'm going to tell you like this. I done seen preachers say in front of the congregation, I've been called to preach, and they've been called to preach at all.
But
that ain't me. But that ain't my call. That's God's call.
That's right. You let them do their thing. And it is what it is. You know, the spirit of the Lord is real. You gonna, like I said, it ain't, if everybody amen and you sitting there, all right. I mean, it's a check in your spirit. You know what I'm saying? You can tell when it ain't real, you know.
And you can get up and leave.
Right. That's all I'm just bringing up tonight is that we got to look out for the false prophets. Real talk. You got to look out for them.
Yeah, you do.
All right, I'm about to play this. Hey, John, come back. We're gonna have the man cave. The women, I ain't gonna lie, women did a good job, man. We gotta hold on. One second. I gotta do something real quick. Hold on. Who is that? Okay. All right, man, we gotta give it up for the ladies. Got to give it up for the ladies. They did their thing tonight. All right, we're going to bring the men back in. Come on back in, John. Come on back in, John. We're going to play this video clip because we're going to get back on topic, too.
You don't understand. They don't want you to be stupid. They don't want, what they want is for you not to lead with your education, your finances, and your money. They need you to lead with you as a woman, with being gracious and soft and kind and feminine and complimentary. My husband loves smart men, smart women, but my husband was in his mid-40s when we met. I was in my mid-30s. He said he's never met a woman he wanted to marry. And guess what? I don't lead with my education. Yes, he knew I went to Rutgers because we were at a networking event. You gotta get to know people and talk about it. But from that point, I've never one time mentioned my education or my job. What I led with was being soft and feminine and gracious and smiling and being gracious and, oh, my God, thank you so much. And
see, we're going to reset the room. Man, shout out to the ladies again. They did a great job. Shout out to them. I enjoy. See, thing is, we're going to turn this platform. We're going to turn this platform around slightly because we want women to come in and be able to speak freely, say their piece, and then the men going to follow it up, and we're going to close the gap. We're going to shut it down. Tonight's topic is who's coming for you? The video clip you just watched, young lady was talking about how she did not lead with her education. She didn't lead with her job. She said she operated in the femininity that God had already ordained her with while she was in her mother's womb. Get back to Ruth. John, he asked me, am I a Ruth fan? Most definitely. Because every time I read that story, it is things that catches my eye that it didn't catch the last time. See, Ruth, when Ruth was at the Bed and Bath and Body Works, getting them oils and them soaps and stuff, get ready to take that bubble bath, she was not thinking about how big was his dick. She was thinking about what he could he be able to sex her right. She just was like, I just need to see him. She was like, let me get in his presence so he can find favor in me. She was feminine. You know what I'm saying? She was feminine, yet she was strong. Come on. Proverbs 31. I'm messing up my scriptures. But just like that lady in Proverbs 31, she was feminine, but what? Yet strong. So, ladies, we're not saying there ain't nothing wrong with being a strong black woman, but what we're saying is don't let that strongness override the femininity. Come on, don't let the masculinity, the testosterone overload override estrogen and the femininity. I mean, think about it, ladies. If your face is frowned up all the time and men is coming around, do you think the men is going to be more more willing to approach you? Or do you think the men going to be like, let me walk right past her? We talking about keeping in the feminine qualities. That's what we talking about. Talking about who is coming for you. The thing is, you know, like, let's talk about funerals for a minute. You know, I like when you go to a funeral and they say what really matters the most, you know, is the dash that's in between your birth year and your death year. But everything that you did in that dash, that's what we talk about, who coming for you. What is it that you have done to attract all different types of men? What is it that you have done in your life, men, to attract all different types of women from different genres, different backgrounds? What is that secret sauce that you possess? Man, shout out to Kales. Who call you feminist? Why would I call you a feminist? I don't understand that one. Let me put John up on that. It say, but why do women lose their femininity because of higher education? Right. Why do they lose it? You know what I mean? I know what you're talking about, John. I know some women, what they call trying to get their PhD. And they get so caught up in trying to compete for that PhD and all that. Boy, you don't want to see them. What John say, girl, you can boss up all day, but have that dinner ready when I get home. Come on. Teach. Meaning that out there in the workforce, that was a great point, John. Meaning that out there in the workforce, yes, you can, hey, you can be bossy. You can, you know what I mean? You can crack that whip, but when you come home, y'all see my name at the screen. At the bottom of the screen, y'all see my name. That's all I want to hear.
Big Daddy Top.
That's all I want to hear. I don't want to hear all day, did you do this? Did you do that? Why you took the garbage out? Why you sweep the floor? Why you do this? I might have to open up the door and let you walk out for a minute. What you mean, same as men losing? Oh, the world, you said the world calls y'all feminists. No, I mean, the thing is, I've met true feminists. I've battled with true feminists. And actually, what's crazy is the white feminists really, they get along with me. It's the black feminists that, let me see. We got Lady Walls in the building. I think some women lost their femininity when they are forced to protect themselves. Okay, that's a great point. Hold on. You're going to make me stop the music for you, Lady Walls. I got to give Lady Walls a round of applause for it. That was a good one. That was a good one. So, Lady Walls, are you saying that us men need to get back to the protection? Because if you're saying that, I got something for that. I got something for that, Lady Walls, if that's what you're saying. Okay, because at the end of the day, you got women that want to be the man. So how can you protect a man? Oh, man, you made me stop my Kales, man. Let me bring Kales back in. Y'all got me tripping, man. I see King Dwayne in the building. I'm waiting for him to get set up. John, come back in. What you mean, try again, Kiki? What you mean, try again? I'm just saying. Are you saying I think some women lost their femininity when they forced to protect themselves? Well, you wanna know why the women, man, I gotta cut Kales for this. You wanna know how the women lost their you wanna know why the women was forced to protect themselves? Now we gotta go back to history. What happened in the 1960s when the white feminists talked to the black feminists and started telling the black feminists that what? They can get food stamps, they can get SNAP, they can get EBT, what's that? Government benefit. But what was the one stipulation? The nigga could be in the house. I believe at that start in our life, the 60s, I believe that's where women really began to have to protect themselves. So it ain't the man's fault. It ain't the man's fault. It was the feminists. It was the white feminists that came over there saying, this is what you got to do. If you want EBT, SNAP, Medicare, if you want these benefits, this is what you got to do. When women are forced to protect themselves, there's a done deal for you. 60s is not an excuse. It shouldn't be, but that's when the protection began. That's when the women really had to fight and protect themselves.
I think Dwayne, he having some trouble with the phone, with his phone. Look like, I hope we good. Now, write something in the private chat if your internet connection is good. Would women need extra is when a man is not doing.
Kiki, do you really believe what you just said? Do you really believe what you just said? Women need extra. I'm trying to read it. Would women need extra is when a man, if a man is not doing. John, he said wrong man. Hey, I got a little music for you, Dwayne. You might like this music. Hold on.
Maybe not. I'll play it later. But there's a little song that you might like. I hit it for you later. It ain't gonna play on that. But yeah,
I like that. Keep these comments coming. I like that because I'm breaking every last one of them down. I'm breaking every last one of them down. Y'all know that in the 60s, that started a whole lot of division within the black family and the black household. You can't play me on that one. When a man is not providing, protecting according to God's standards, of course, we don't refuse that. I totally agree that a man is supposed to provide, protect, and be the priest of the home. Ladies, yes, Kiki, you need to talk about the man being the priest of the home. I think that's something too that's overlooked. That all these other self-proclaimed gurus, all these other gurus that y'all like to listen to, they ain't speaking over talking about the man being the priest of the household. But hold on, man, I ain't even do my, y'all gotta be tripping. I'm waiting on Dwayne, like his connection is acting up, but he'll be in there. Y'all gotta be tripping, man. Hold on. I ain't even do my announcements. November 26th. Oh yeah, actually we're gonna have a show Monday the 22nd. We're not gonna have a show the 15th. The week of the 15th, no show that week. We chilling. You wanna know why? Because the next 2 weeks we're gonna have two shows apiece. So yeah. The 18th and the 25th, no show. I'm traveling on the 18th. Going back to Indianapolis. 25th, y'all about to eat that turkey. Y'all about to eat that turkey leg. 15th, no show. 22nd, our good brother Tahuti Ma'atra will be in the building with us. And on November 26th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time in Gary. We're going to be at the Gary Muslim Center. Become the priest of your own home. And we're going to be speaking on this because this is something that has went silent. Even preachers today sometimes don't even want to preach about a man being a man, about a man knowing how to take charge without being a Gestapo, without, calling his woman out her name, but being able to just speak to her in a way to where she knows to back down. Job's wife, she said, "Well, Job, why don't you just cuss God and die?" And what he say? "You speak as a what? Foolish woman." I need my handkerchief. Foolish. And I hope Dwayne, are you ready? Are you ready? I'm getting set for you, because once Dwayne come on, I'm going to chill out for a minute. But he said, Job said to his wife, "You speak as a foolish woman." King Dwayne, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's up, boy? What's up with you?
What's going on, man?
Man, they'd have made you pull out the towel tonight, huh? Boy, you a fool. What's good with you, love?
Man, I'm just holding down, man. I was waiting for you to get in.
Yeah, man. This gym, man, I had to pull away. But yeah, man, just to go back to what I had said earlier, man, I didn't say men couldn't cry. People wasn't reading. That ain't never what I said. Obviously, we know we got emotions. We know men and women got emotions. If anything, the men ain't listened to when he cried. But I like the question that you asked, and only one woman answered. I'm going to just throw that out there. And I thought that was a very mature answer that was given by the one person that did answer. When I said what I said.
Okay, we'll get back to you, Erica.
When I said what I said about, if a man was in the corner crying, he didn't understand the woman. What I was saying, I wasn't saying he couldn't cry. I was saying he didn't understand the woman. That's simply what I said. And you can blame that on the lack of a father being there because he was put out of the equation, as you so eloquently just talked about. He was, and let's be real. I've heard women on camera say to specific, men in the manosphere, make the remark, "Well, I got three kids, but maybe I didn't want that man. Maybe I just wanted the kids." What kind of foolishness is that? So now you keep going back into the scriptures because the scriptures talk about different grounds, different soil, and the woman is soil. So if a woman took your seed and ran off with him and you're not even in the house presiding, that's number one. A man is supposed to be present to preside over his seed. The ignorance of the man is why he's not there, because you sowed on the wrong soil. Now, the second she got your baby in her and confirmed, "I'm pregnant," she done ran somewhere. And you got to fight, because nobody wants to talk about that. They just want to give a sob story all the time about dudes just left. Nah, that ain't always the case. And it's probably one of the lowest percentages, because there's a lot of dudes that's fighting tooth and nail to be there, And the woman just ran because that's all she needed was something that won't leave her, won't cheat on her. Won't, and that's what she gets when she gets a child. So at the end of the day, a lot of times that's enough for a woman when she just wakes up and is just saying, you know what? I don't like this dude no more. I don't want to be with this dude no more. Nobody breaks that. So the court system is set up for that because it's a billion-dollar corporation set up for you to go and purchase marriage licenses, but ain't nobody qualified. So they waiting on you to come back in, make them some more money on your divorce and child support and everything else. This is money. This
Peace,
is money.
Brother. Peace, brother.
So man better understand. That's why I teach my sons. My sons ain't going to grow. If you go out and do that, it's just going to be because you were goofy. Because the things that they're going to be equipped with, they're going to know, dog, daddy put us on. Because you better know the laws of the land. You better know where you live in, and you better know the doggone word of God, because it's all in there. So what I'm saying is that if you had a man in the corner crying because he couldn't catch up to the game of a woman, number one, to be a man, you understand if you've lived this life long enough, you know she's a practical joker. The scriptures talk about that. Scriptures talk about a lot that people don't have no type of revelation about. And that's why Jesus spoke in parables. There were people that asked him in the word, why do you speak in parables? In so many words, because I want to expose that people don't got ears. So once again, this is somebody that's constantly pouring out some knowledge. But the first thing that people want to do, and this is how you know people don't know what they're talking about, is that when the word is being revealed and being broke down, that nigga don't know what you're talking about just because you want to be right. Signs, shame. You know, insults, guilt, and need to be right. They go right to the playbook. At the end of the day, then if all of us don't fail, or that nigga hurt, that dude this, that dude, ain't nobody hurt. Ain't nobody worried about none of that. The fact of the matter is, if the man was played by a woman and he's somewhat crying, and I heard someone say he fell in love, well, I'm hearing multiple red flags on his end because you don't fall in love. You don't fall with nobody that's temporary. Nobody. You know the one person you're supposed to fall in love with? The Most High. Guess what? Because he promised you, I don't change. I'm never going to fail you. But a temporal being, I'm not going to be the same every day, let alone every minute. What you falling in love with me for? But that love word, that entails work. That means that you got to work to show the faith is there. Faith without works. He made it clear, love is work. It's not no falling in, falling out, because that implies that it's a drug. And that's the issue. A lot of people out there high on love or high on the ideal of love. And so, he proposed to me. I can tell the whole world. So they run the Facebook. Oh, we actually had the wedding. I can run the Facebook. Oh, we actually got a new car and a new house. I can run the Facebook. You're trying to keep up with fashion statements. You're trying to keep up with social status. And what that does is put you in a place of always having to try to prove your status in life. Mm-hmm. You got the cult of personality, and then you got the real freaking world. And a real man understands this stuff coming at him full force, but he's catching a revelation. Nothing's catching him off guard. That's what I meant by the statement I said. He didn't know himself, and he didn't know the woman. That's why he's in the corner crying. That's why if you've ever watched the movie with called Unfaithful with Richard Gere and Diane Lane, and the dude that used to be married to Halle Berry had a baby with a little French guy. Richard Gere messed around and killed that young man because he found out, and he told Diane Lane, Carey, he said, I ain't going to kill him, I wanted to kill you. And biblically, he was on point. But the fact of the matter is, the man couldn't get his emotions together to say, you know what, this temporary woman cheated on me, I'm just going to go get the divorce papers.
Peace, brother.
So now he killed the man, and then at the end of the movie, they sitting at the light at the police station because he's going to turn himself in. You don't want to be in that situation. And these 10 toes down brothers who now brag about being a side dude, I'm messing with a married woman, blah, 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 you're going to get yourself murdered.
Come on now.
These women that playing games and all this stuff, you're going to get yourself killed. You see it in the news all the time. That's the type of things I'm talking about. That's the type of thing, because anytime I'm saying something, it's going to tie right back to the scriptures. Trust and believe. So the thing is, man, there's a lot of things that y'all that you opening up a nice can tonight, Bradford. You opening up a nice can because this is on point and an opportunity for people to be real accountable. Real accountable if that's what they really want to do. Because I just hear some noise. That's all I hear. I don't take nobody serious that don't take themselves serious. That's easy for me. You know what I'm saying? If a woman take herself serious, I'm gonna take her serious. She don't.
I got a question for you, King Dwayne. Okay.
Yes, sir.
A couple weeks ago, did you hear a certain individual say that a man that don't take care of his kids and all that is a simp, is a jellyback and wimp and all that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But this same individual said they want a man to cry on their shoulder. How can a man being called those names cry on their shoulder?
What he's supposed to do is he's supposed to catch that vision real quick. See, that's why I said it was cool when you asked the question. One person didn't answer it. They went into a diatribe. They walked all around the block.
See?
The other person just straight up said yes, no. They answered both. They asked the question. And they gave you the example because that's accountability. Yes, we absolutely need somebody to cry on.
Okay.
I know people that have said, man, that's sexy than a mug that you trusted in me to do that. But the fact of the matter is, this life is tough.
Right.
It's very tough. And for better or for worse, is a mug. So that's where you're going to really find, I don't care about that up front, out the gate, we date. I love you, baby. No, when we go through a couple of years and we go through that for better or for worse,
oh,
that's King, when you
find King, out. King Dwayne?
That's when you're about to find out. Because we're going back to the scriptures, what we talked about earlier. That Bible wrote for them people that know the scriptures. They know the difference between adultery and the difference between fornication. They know the difference between a lot of these terms. But we in modern day Babylon.
Okay, I want to address. I want to address CC real quick. Okay, CC, here's the thing. A lot of you women, y'all talk about how y'all want a man to open up to you, how you want a man to, you know, tell you about, you know, just come and talk to you about things. But here's the question, CC. How can a man do that if you don't set the stage? Come on now. We talking about trust. I'm gonna bring you and Kiki right now. It's man cave time. Dwayne wasn't hollering saying bring me on when y'all had y'all time. So let Dwayne come on to talk. But I'm saying this, though. I'm saying this. How is it that, and get your answer, to whatever answer is that pop in your mind. Okay, whatever answer pop in your mind, Kiki. And when I bring you on, say it, but I'm going to ask the question I ask that for real. How is it that y'all want men to open up? I see about six people in there looking right now, six people watching the show. If there's any women out of the six people that's watching the show, ladies, please write in the chat if you like your man to open up and to, you know, be real, be honest with you. Because what I'm hearing is that y'all want it, but then y'all reject us by doing stuff like that, and that's why men don't be honest or be real. I'm just saying.
Yeah, one of the main things is just that, because I see a comment down here. I just wish people would stop. I just wish a lot of these ladies would stop talking about Proverbs 31 woman, because you don't understand what that was. And No, he's not. And then I'm gonna throw a bonus out there. You can never be married to the Messiah. Never. You could never. So for the people that, oh, he's my husband. He walked this earth 33 years.
You talking about people that say just me and Jesus alone?
Guess what he gave you? He gave you a surplus of men that if there's work done on both sides, your worth's going to be proven and you're going to have a man.
Ooh,
you ain't going to have to be running around that I'm married to the Messiah. Yep, that's blasphemy.
Teach, brother.
Because
the Messiah wants you to be married with a man that's going to be the priest of his home.
Check this, Ty. Check this. He equipped those men and chose those men. So when you don't respect the men, you clearly don't respect the Messiah.
Ooh.
If you're going to do men like you do them, you don't respect the Messiah.
Mm.
Because the fact of the matter is, when a woman will say something like, hey, one of the things I want in order to choose a man is, he's got to be taller than me when I put on heels. Ooh, your height ain't real when you put on. That's why you got the heels on. He's got to be taller than you when you put the heels on. That's just the foolishness that proves to you a woman don't know how to choose.
Come on.
But what does the scripture say? That a father's supposed to help her do that.
Come on.
See, I could debunk a whole lot. A whole lot.
But you know, wait. I'm gonna go to your girl, Lady Walls. Lady Walls made a good point. Lady Walls, he said, when they are left unprotected from their father, husband, brother, etc., it's out of survival for some women. Okay. Now, Lady Walls, if you're still watching, here's the question. When you find the said man in your life that's there to restore what father, husband, or brother didn't, are you going to open up and allow him? Because a lot of y'all women won't do it.
And you know why they won't? Because of one of the little things I just said. They worried about how tall he is when they put on heels.
Mm-hmm.
How tall are you when you take them heels off? Be real with him. Take your heels off. Take your lashes off. Take your hair off. Fling that wig to the sky. Because when you shout in church, if you really got the spirit, the wig don't fall off. So just throw that on out.
I've seen that happen a few times in church where that wig come right off.
Let's be real together. Who would have thought that I'm going to get you sucker was speaking into the future, that it was prophetic when Cherry was taking off booties and legs and fake breasts? Who would have thought that's what we was going to really be into 2020, 2021, 2022 on the way? Who would have ever thought that's what we really was going to have to deal with? And this is the thing. I'm going to leave it right here.
Okay.
It is to you all the time. You know my favorite statement. A real woman that really wants protection need to go watch The Karate Kid. I'm going to leave it straight elementary. The first one with Mr. Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi, yeah.
Remember when Daniel's son was first learning karate from Mr. Miyagi? He had no idea he was learning it.
Mm-hmm.
So he resisted him. He fought against him. He pushed against him. He did a lot of things that women do. They buck when an actual man enters the room. Because that man enters the room. I asked the question to a group of women one time, room full of women and just me. I said, how many times do you think out of all the men you've encountered that you let a good one or good ones walk away? Thank God there was honest women in there that said, I know the men I let walk away.
Mm.
So the fact of the matter is that this life, in order to deal with the truth, you got to reflect back to the past and be accountable for what you walked away from. Because there's many women that entered the room with a real man, Mr. Miyagi, but they pressed and fought against him because, oh, my God, he actually know what he's talking about. I got to keep on trying to be right, and I got to keep it. That's where you're pushing your protection away. Because the second that Mr. Miyagi said, sign the floor, and he punched at Daniel's son was doing karate and had no idea. And he looked, he said, hold on, I'm doing karate. He was teaching you the whole time, fool, because that's what a husband does. That's what a teacher does. And in order to really be protected, you're going to have to go to that cardinal S word that you don't like, submit. Because you submitted to learn to get a degree. You submitted to learn to be training on a job to get a career. You submit for everything except to your teacher, because that's what your man becomes, your teacher, your rabbi, everything that Christ was to the disciples. Your man becomes that. So will you submit to his teaching? Because that's your protection.
All right, we're going to bring the ladies back in. All right, we all in there now. We're going to take the gloves off. All right, wait. Here go the question, Cece. The question was, y'all women say y'all want a man that can open up, that can be real, that can be passionate and caring and all that. But if you're not setting the atmosphere for him to do that, then what? You gotta set the atmosphere around him. I see you, see, she went and took that bubble bath. Look at her. I see you, girl.
And put my head out. Man, bro, my head passed. Go, you do it, Kiki, because my head.
What, is your head throbbing or something? What's wrong? Talk to me.
You know, because it's like the conversations, like, be taken, like, way, be any thrown for a loop, bro. Like, you got to stick to the content. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want somebody to speak, you know, because I'm sure Kiki contested this. Like, man, my head just went somewhere else off. Like, we were.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, we bring
I forgot the question.
I just gave you the question. I just gave you the question.
The platform changed. Kiki, you go take that one, cause
come on, Kiki. Oh, I see somebody laughing. That's okay.
Man, I'm going to laugh because I said it a long time ago. I think I said it 3 weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks.
Don't say that, Dwayne. Let them talk, Dwayne. Well, I'm going to let the ladies talk. Go ahead.
I said it maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks, and I said to King Dwayne specifically, I said, let's stay on topic, man. I don't do subjects off a topic, man. I know that we all talking about what we talking about. I don't do that circle stuff, circle around, do a U-turn here. Do a back there. I don't do that. I stick to topic. Stick to the topic. I done heard so many things. I can grasp on everything I heard. But it's like, what for?
Kiki, you forgetting. Like, well, you like, forgetting I'm, that, I'm, that, I, that I asked some certain questions.
Hold on. Let me finish. Because this will be my last finish, probably, to be very honest. Because it's some things that I don't do as a woman. And I could talk all day. But what I will not do is scrutinize and do all the other stuff. I will not do that. I don't deal that way. And as long as we're talking about everything that we're talking about, and you can shake the head, you can nod, you can do what you do, I'm on one tonight. Do know that I'm coming for the actual type of heat that I should have brought a year ago. I'm coming for it real right now. And I'm just saying, listen, we all have our opinions. We all say what we feel. We all feel how we feel. I am so tired of talking about the darn woman and never talking about the man. I find it on this. We always talk about what the woman, where the woman's toxic. I know some men out here that are toxic. Shut up. Please shut up. Please shut up before I give it to you. Before I give it to you real from the street. I know some men that are toxic. It's not just all women that are toxic. And we deal with situations that we try to generalize, rather say some. When I do what I do, I always say some because everyone is not the same. But just on her single point, single for trying to be better, single for trying to do better, single for trying to get herself together. But you'll never say that's who she is. What you'll say is, well, she's single because she got this, she got that. How much of ignorance really talk? And that's why I said a while ago, you say a whole lot to say nothing. You ain't talking about nothing.
Man.
You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't saying nothing. You ain't teaching. You ain't doing none of that. Because when a teacher teaches, he or she will sit on the podium, and that person will gain their student's attention first by respect. And if you ain't coming with respect, what you expect for me to listen to you, you are already out of my ear.
Period. That's what happened to me.
So I'm going to just tell you, the way we do things and how we do things has become really not my era. I'm a different type of breed. I bring a different type of level. And although I say I'm the heat, what I will do is be compassionate and be loving to people's opinions. I will not say they're wrong. I will not judge them. So I don't do that. If we want to change this form, we can change it according to the atmosphere I just set. Now, you do accordingly.
Amen, period. Now, I can speak to that.
Oh, okay.
That I understand.
Go ahead
that
and speak. Go ahead
and
speak.
If it's a teacher, you're going to be able to follow up as a teacher. Throwing shades, subliminals, babe, I can't follow that. I can't follow that. That's too much. Like she said, we can't. It's like we're trying to put all people in one bracket. We cannot say that the woman did this, and we cannot make it seem